Hey guys, it's your friendly neighbourhood sex therapist. Fancy seeing you two weekends in a row. What have you been up to? Oh, awesome. Glad work hasn't been too manic. Me? Oh, you know, same old. Telling people how to fuck and then watching them go at it. Oops, too much? I'm just teasing. I sometimes forget that you guys are such prudes. But you did agree to let me come over and give you a few pointers tonight, so you won't be for too much longer. No way, I didn't bully you into it. I just suggested that maybe I could help you enjoy yourselves a lot more. Tell you what, let's just relax and take this one step at a time. In fact, we don't even need to continue if you don't want. Look what I brought. Yep, same winery as last week, but this is their 2015 Shiraz. Oh, and you've already put out glasses on the coffee table. Great. I'll just get this big, strong man here to pour out a few glasses. Okay, I know this is a little awkward for you two, but seriously, I am so glad that you filled out those questionnaires and allowed me to come here tonight. I've wanted to do this for ages. I think you all love turning things up a notch. And it's not just the sex. There's just so many benefits. A closer relationship, more openness, feeling more connected, and yeah, okay, the mind-blowing sex. Who wouldn't want that? Everyone wants to fuck more and come harder. Oops, there I go again. Swearing. Sorry. And yeah, I totally get why it feels weird. It sort of does for me too. Even though I'm a registered sex therapist, I'm really just here as a friend tonight. But we're all so close. I've known you both forever. Let me do this for you. There's literally no downside. Okay, great. So this is how it works. Those questionnaires you filled out, I used them to profile your sexual preferences. Fantasies, kinks, turn-ons, turn-offs, you know, all that good stuff. And with that, I basically made a detailed plan for tonight, where all you need to do is exactly what I say. It will be your first step to a more fulfilling sex life. Yeah, this is how I always do it. I guide the whole experience the first time, ease you into it, and direct the whole thing. You get to learn what you do and don't like without the awkward fumbling around. Though trust me, I'm a professional, and based on what you've told me, you're gonna like it all. You at least like my taste in wine. Well, that's a great start right there. Oh, no thanks. Just the one for me. I'm working after all. In fact, I think maybe we should all just stick to the one glass. We want to dull the nerves, but not the senses. Speaking of which, what do you think? Should we start? There's no time like the present. Oh, I love the little look you two just shared. Super cute. You don't need to say anything. Just put your wine glasses on the coffee table and I'll follow you to the bedroom. Yeah, I'm taking the chair. I'm not gonna stand the whole time. And I'm guessing you don't keep one next to the bed. Oh, that is just the cutest, well-made bed. Perfect for sleeping in. Far too pristine for fucking in. Sorry, but I have to mess it up. There's too many pillows and cushions and blankets. Why do you have so many blankets? Oh, there, one light blanket, two pillows. That's all you need for this. Now take your clothes off and lie down side by side. I'm serious. You don't have sex with your clothes on, do you? Or if you do, you really should be in my beginner's class. Come on, this is just part of the session. I'm going to see it all soon anyway. Chop chop. That's better. Oh, honey, you never told me your man had such impressive equipment. Wow, fuck, you lucky thing. No, I'm not just checking him out. It's body positivity. Very important. Shut up and take off that bra. You don't disappoint either, babe. gorgeous perky tits. Oh, and such a sexy ass. I would just eat that up. Seriously. I don't know how he keeps his hands off you all day. Now, both of you lie down. Okay, great job at taking instructions so far. Next, put these on. What do you think they are? You've never seen a blindfold before. Well, if you must know, I find they enhance the experience. Also, it will stop you two stealing those secret glances at each other while I'm telling you what to do. So just put them on. Excellent, great job. I'm just going to pull the blanket up to your chest so you don't get cold in this first part. Feel free to hold hands under there, but no hanky-panky. I'll be watching. Okay, let's begin. We are going to take a little time to focus and wake up your bodies with a breathing and touch exercise. We're going to clear our thoughts and only focus on what's going on in this bedroom. Only this moment. Ready? Great. I want you both to take one big deep breath in and hold it. One, two, three, and release. Every time I say breathe, I want you to repeat that cycle. Deep breath, then count to three. One, two, three, and breathe out. Excellent. Sex is mostly mental rather than physical. Breathe. It's hard to express yourself, say what you want, and be in the moment unless you're in the right frame of mind. Breathe. You're here to connect, to touch and tease and pleasure your partner. There's no pressure to perform, no judgments. Breathe. You're the most attractive, sexiest thing in the world right now. And all that person lying next to you wants to do is roll over and ravage you. Breathe again. And release. Good. Start concentrating on different parts of your body from bottom to top. How they feel touching the mattress. How warm that other hand is in your own. Breathe. I'm going to gently touch you over the blanket in a few different places. Listen to my voice and focus on my touch, especially what I'm saying through my hands. Okay? Start breathing normally. Keep it slow and deep at your pace. Communicating through your hands is very important. You need to recognize different touches, how to use them, and what they feel like. I don't touch my clients during sessions, but you guys are lucky. Since you're my best friends, you get a special session today. I'm going to show you two different touches tonight. First up, a calming, reassuring touch. I want you to feel how my hands move slowly and deliberately, communicating with your body to calm your nerves and relax. Focus on feeling it and try and amplify it in your mind if you can. I'll begin at your feet. Your legs. Your hands. Your arms. Your shoulders. And finally, your head and your hair. Excellent. Making sure you're feeling safe, warm, and most importantly, relaxed. The second type of touch is for teasing and amplifying anticipation. I want you to feel how my hands have this restrained eagerness and excitedly explore. How confident yet needy the sensation feels. These are the hands of someone who is excited to turn you on, someone trying to make you hard or wet. Your inner thigh. Your hard pecs and babe, these soft, amazing tits. Your lips. Your nipples. And finally, such a bad boy. Your cock is already rock hard. You don't need any more encouragement, do you? And babe, feel my touch on your soft pink pussy. God, you both feel so good. I can barely stop myself. It just feels so nice running my fingertips over this thick rod. And while my other hand strokes this burning hot pussy, I can feel your heat through the blanket. And I love the way you squirm as I brush your pussy lips and graze your clit. Okay, that's enough for a moment. Take one more deep breath. Can you believe that was just over a blanket? Imagine how my bare skin would feel touching you. In fact, why imagine? Why don't you help me out here, big man? I think this sexy little thing could use a little more pampering. I'll just remove this blanket and give us both a little more to play with. Lean on your arm and use your other to touch her as we go along. As we both touch her, you take your side and I'll take the other. Try and tell her how badly you want her through your fingers, how much you need her, how much you want to fuck her with that big throbbing cock. Let's start with these smooth, velvety inner thighs. That's it, babe. I can see you spreading your legs ever so slightly. You're feeling a little more confident showing off your bare pussy to me, aren't you? Now let's trace our fingers to her hips, tease that sensitive crease of her leg. God, you guys wouldn't believe how much this is turning me on. I'm completely soaked. Okay, and up all the way to the sides of her tits, but avoid those nipples for the moment. Make her wait and want it. Babe, your body is so perfect. You should see what you're doing to him. There's pre-cum practically dripping off his cock. Good work, that's it. Now circle your fingers around her nipples, just barely grazing them. Don't you love how her back arches up for more? Alright, that's enough. Now slowly let her poor aching nipples get some attention. Rub your fingers over them, knead them softly. Feel how far she wants you to go. Perfect. Lean down and kiss her while you feel her tits. Wrap your tongue around hers. Keep kissing her while I... Now, where have I missed? Oh, that's right. Oh, look at you bucking those hips as soon as I touch these soft, swollen pussy lips. Fuck, you look delicious. Your cunt looks delicious. Yeah, I know you hate that word, but you have to agree it's hot in this situation. Think how naughty it feels, how dirty and expressive it is. Wouldn't it feel nice to feel his cock fuck your little cunt till you come? Tell you what, just say that and I'll have him fuck you right now. Too shy still? Well, I guess you'll have to wait then. All right, big guy, that's enough kissing. Get up and kneel on the bed. Yep, right there next to her. Babe, can we at least agree that you'd do anything to get a taste of your man's cock right now? Good. Now, while I tease your pussy, are you going to be a good slut and suck that cock? No, I'm not being offensive. It's just a word, and the meaning depends on the situation. You're not easy, you don't sleep around, but you can be his slut. I know you're a slut for his cock. I can feel your pussy, how wet it is. I know you want it inside you. So, are you going to suck that cock like a good slut? You can't just nod, he's blindfolded. Tell him. Say, I want to be a good little slut and suck your cock. That's it. Look at that sexy monster slide into your mouth. God, that's so sexy. Oh, shit. And your pussy just got even wetter. Oh, so I'm guessing you've figured out that this isn't my normal type of session. The thing is, I've got a special surprise. The both of you both checked off a threesome as your top bucket list fantasy. And if you're open to it, today we are all going to fuck and come till we are one messy, sweating heap on this bed. Your pussy is bucking against my hand very enthusiastically, so that's one yes. And I take it that groan from him was another, which is good, because I'm so fucking horny I can't take it anymore. It's my turn. Take that cock out of your mouth. I need you to eat my dripping pussy before I explode. Of course I'm naked. I slipped out of my clothes the second you put those blindfolds on. God, and now my pussy is dripping all the way down my leg. Oh, now if I just straddle your face, oops, I better face the other way so I can keep an eye on what your man is doing. Speaking of which, I was so focused on getting eaten out, I forgot to give you a job, big guy. I'm so bad when I'm distracted. Fuck, I'm horny. Get down between her legs. I want you to tease that pussy with your tongue while I ride her face. But don't you dare make her come just yet. Oh, and you. Let me just lower myself a little. Oh, can you feel how hot and wet my pussy is? Inches from your lips. Oh, fuck, I need to come so bad. Oh, yes, babe, just like that. Oh, yes, tease my clit. Oh, God, that tongue is amazing. Oh, that's it. Oh, yeah, that's it. Tease my clit like that. Oh, yes, taste of my pussy. Taste that, oh, fucking sweet pussy juice. Oh, yes, like that. Oh, fuck, do you like it when I ride your face, babe? Yeah? Oh, God, yes. Oh, I'm dripping into your mouth. Oh, God, you're gonna make me come. Oh, God, yes. Oh, yes, keep licking my clit like that, babe. Don't stop. Oh, I haven't come that hard in forever. I feel like I could go again right now. But now it's your turn. Let me just get up. There. Okay, babe. Now, flip over and get up on your hands and knees. That's right, on your forearms. And arch your back like you're presenting that pussy to get fucked. Because that's exactly what you're doing. Good God, that is so sexy. All right, you've got to take that blindfold off and look at this. Look at her offering her pussy to you. For you to fuck. For you to fill with your big load of sticky hot cum. Get in position, but don't drive straight in. Stroke her back, her shoulders. Let her know you're there. Let your cock slide against the outside of her pussy. Fuck yes. Over her pussy lips like that. Coat that cock in all her pussy oil and slide it over her clit. Keep going while you tease her tits, her nipples, and let your hips collide with her ass. Feel that frustration build. You both need it so bad. This is what it's like to need to fuck. This is how you should always feel just before that cock slides into that pussy. I didn't expect you to beg. God, that's hot. Yes, I'm going to make him fuck you. But there's one more thing to do. Stay just like that while I get in place. I think I can shimmy my way down between the two of you if you stay still. Oops. If you just lift your ass up. Yeah, that's good. Just a little bit more. Yeah. Oh, there we go. Now I'm going to get the perfect view of your pussy as he splits you into two with that thick, eager cock. And all the while, I'm going to be using my wet, warm mouth to suck your clit. As you eat my pussy and make me explode on your face. Oh, shit, babe, your pussy smells so fucking good. I just want to... Oh, God, I'm so fucking horny again. All I can think about is licking your pussy. Okay. So this is how it's going to work. When I say go, slide that long, thick cock into her pussy. God, and hold it deep inside her until you can feel my tongue on that amazing shaft. Babe, you eat me out like just like you did before. Suck my pussy lips into your mouth and flick my clit with your tongue. Oh, shit, I want to come. I want to come while he's inside you. I'm going to lick your clit and make you fucking explode right as he spurts a thick, hot load of cum into you. Oh, fuck, and after, I'm going to eat that cum right out of your cunt. Oh, God, I can't take it anymore. Do it. Let's go. Oh, fuck, does that feel good? Fuck, babe, you're so wet. I love feeling your mouth all over my pussy while I'm tasting yours. Teasing his shaft with my tongue. Yeah, does that feel good? Yeah, you ready? Oh yeah, me too, fuck. Oh yes, so come with me, yes, both of you fucking come with me. Oh my God. Fuck. That might just be the best sex I've ever had. Though I might need a little more, just to check. See, sex therapy is totally worth it. Yes, absolutely, I'll stay overnight. We're going again as soon as my legs stop shaking. I need to turn on that cock.